The big race on Saturday is the Sky Racing Tats Tiara final field out around this time tomorrow. They can run 17 and they can have five emergencies, but they won't be having too many emergencies there. The likely lineup at this stage in the race is Escadalia, Danish Twist, Precious Gem, Cradle Me, Miss Covergirl, Jessie Bell. Now, we're waiting for total confirmation with Zaritza, but Jim Byrne's been booked to take the ride. Sultry Feeling is on hold. We're waiting to see what they're going to do with the mare. I think James might be away, so we're waiting for news on Sultry Feeling. Press Report, Scarlet Billows, Blueberry Hill, Echo Gel, Artistry, Telepathic, we're waiting to hear. Palazzo Publico. We'll wait and have a chat with Matt Smith. One More Zeta, My Porpet, with Chris Parnham. That would be around the 17. Electric Power would be touch and go whether it's in the field or not, so it's dependent on a couple there. Soul for Song is not going to the Tats Tiara. Kevin Kemp has decided to run her in the Daybreak Lover instead, so just be wary. There is a tab.com.au market that has a couple of these right up there. Griante is retired, so you can take her out of the race. She was left in the entries by mistake by David Brideoak, and she certainly is retired. So Griante, you can take out of that all-in market. Soul for Song is going to the Daybreak Lover. And as I say, we're waiting just on a couple there. Divine Centura won't be going there. It underwent an operation. And as I say, we're waiting just to see if Electric Power gets in. Sagarone is going to another race as well, according to Toby Edmonds. So there's a bit of news relevant to the Sky Racing Tats Club Tiara. Sean Bridges is the track manager at Eagle Farm. Morning to you, Sean.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good to talk to you, mate. Oh, Jesus, some of the vision on Sunday. How did Eagle Farm survive in Brisbane?
Yeah, no, we got a little bit of rain. About 106 mil we got, which fell pretty quickly. So it got away not too bad.
Okay, well, that's the main thing. I hope there wasn't any structural damage, because some of the buildings around Brisbane were hit pretty hard.
Yeah, no, we were pretty good. It was just a lot of rain.
Yeah, okay. I know you marked it a heavy track yesterday morning. How is it? How's the progression?
Gone up to a soft 7 this morning. Had the Tiara horses and then a couple of other group races. They galloped on it this morning. The consensus was that certainly not in the heavy range, more in the soft range.
And what's the forecast for the week ahead?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad at all. So Saturday looks like a nice day. Bit of a westerly blowing. You can probably hear it in the phone.
Yep.
So it should dry out. Not too bad.
Okay. You've popped the rail. How did it get through the first meeting?
Yeah, it was a massive test for it. Obviously, 10 races and 160-plus horses. So it was certainly, it was well tested, put it that way.
Yeah, I understand.
This week's going to be no different. Another 10 races, so no, it come through. It come through pretty good as expected. We're very happy.
Okay, so it's a soft 7 this morning. The forecast for the week's not too bad, and the rail goes to the 6 metre position for Tats Tiara Day. Sean, we'll talk to you during the week.
No worries. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, mate. Sean Bridges, track manager there at Eagle Farm. One of those horses that galloped on the course proper was Escadalia, who's the favourite in the Sky Racing Tats Tiara, and trainer Kieran Maher joins us, and we thank him for that. Morning to you, Kieran.
Morning, Andrew.
Did you want to see a nice gallop this morning, or was it always that she was going to be in the race?
I just wanted to have a look at her, and her action looked lovely. She let down nicely, and she just had a maintenance gallop. She never was let off the bridle, and she was really enthusiastic. She worked with a mate, and she seemed in good order.
Yeah, that sounds good. What were your thoughts in the Stradbroke?
We're just in the wrong part of the track.
Yep.
It was pretty evident in a couple of races before and the race after. yeah, so anyway, hopefully she can bounce back on Saturday.
The main thing is that she's come out of that and she's shown you, you've spoken about this morning's gallop, but she's obviously showing you that while she's had a good long prep, she's coping with it well.
Yeah, she'll be third up this campaign, you know, and we always sort of aimed her for these two races. Yep. The Stradbroke and the Tiara, both being an Eagle Farm, which should suit her. And, she seems to have trained on nicely. She hadn't had to do a lot. She'd basically just freshened up and spent a bit of time at the beach. And she did a bit of striding work on Saturday and basically just that easy gallop today.
I understand. And you mentioned there, I mean, we look at the form and it says that she's been up for a while, but she did have that 6 or 7 week gap, didn't she, between the Queen of the Turf and the 10,000?
Yeah, well, obviously she went out at top of her game, you know. She you know, come through that race very well, the Queen of the Turf, you know. She obviously, you know, it was one of her best wins and she went to the paddock in good order, freshened up well Yeah, they're only a little blemish on her record is probably last start. So, you know, she's a very consistent horse and seems to be right to go.
You've gone with Nick Hall this week?
Yeah, that's right. He's probably about one of the few that haven't had a go on it yet. So, Nick was going to ride her in the Dubin 10,000. He's had a few sits on her before and in. You know, track work and trials and stuff like that. So, I really think Nick's style should, really suit her.
He has got the knack, and I'm battling now. You'll know it probably, obviously, straight away, but there is a good horse that he rides for you, isn't there?
He's been riding a lot for us.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a very patient rider and
suits her.
Well, yeah. You know, I think it'll suit her. So, looking forward to having him on Saturday.
Righto. What are you going to do with the young filly, Emphatically?
Emphatically, hopefully she can draw a gate. We scratched her from 2 weeks ago. We were really looking for the 1400 on that meeting that was washed out. And then she drew the outside last 2 weeks ago, so hopefully she can draw a gate out to the 1400. She worked this morning with Ascadilia, and she's been up a while, but she's a tough horse, and I think the 7 she's really looking for now.
As you say, you're just hoping for a kind draw.
That's it, yeah. Like she sits on pace, and if she's got a nice draw, she can obviously bounce and put herself there and track out to wherever the track's racing best.
All right, let's hope for a good draw with both of those this time tomorrow. Many of the spring horses, I know you're in Brisbane this morning, but many of them sort of coming back in?
Yeah, Set Square and Bon Orem, Jamaica, they're all back in and ticking away. Throstle's another horse that's sort of only had a couple of starts, but looks like he's pretty progressive. So, yeah, they're all back in the system just ticking away. They're all obviously in their early stages, but they're all in good order.
And you told us last time, I think we spoke to you, that Petit Falou underwent an operation and we're not going to see for a while.
No, she'll have a little break. She'll probably miss the spring. She just had some chips removed out of her knee. And she'll have a nice little break and probably doesn't really like the firm track, so the spring probably doesn't suit her really that well anyway.
Understand. Mate, good luck with the draws. Hope it's a good week and she can run well on Saturday in the Group 1.
Thanks very much.
And I should say, you got one in today, haven't you? You've got a runner today at Pakenham, just the one?
Yeah, just the one. Progressive horse, you know, out a bit in trip and... it'll continue to get through the grades as it stretches out, I feel.
Yeah, okay. We look forward to packing them. We've lost our two meetings again in New South Wales, Kieran, so we'll cop anything at this stage, mate. But the one running today is race 3, number 14, Cherub. Race 3, number 14. Thanks a lot, Kieran.
Thanks, Andrew.
Kira Ma joining us there from Brisbane with the latest, particularly on Escadalia. One horse or one mare that's really in terrific form for Peter and Paul Snowden is Artistry, and Paul's online. How are you, mate?
Good, Andrew. Yourself?
Really good, mate. She's just taking the steps, isn't she?
Yeah, oh, look, she's always been a highly thought of filly in a stable. It's just a matter of she's got older and a bit more race under her belt. She's grown with that. The form speaks for itself. It was a pretty unlucky second to Cradle Me the other day, and she's seen a bit more daylight a bit earlier. I think she probably wins the race. So she's tackling this race in good form.
Yeah, that's good. I know we're just talking to the Brisbane track manager. You stay at the Gold Coast, though, don't you?
Yeah.
Have you copped more than Brisbane, or how have you got through it all?
Yeah, they've. I'm back in Sydney, but Dad flew up there yesterday, and we didn't have any course proper this morning to work on, but it didn't alter our change of our sort of the way we worked them this morning. They're fitting well, mate. So it was just maintenance work basically this morning. And the three horses got up there. They worked on the sand up there and pulled up great. So Dad's more than happy with them.
The 1400 with a clear run, as you said the other day, she could have been right there with Cradle Me. It just looks to be an ideal trip if you can get Kieran just to get into that right position again.
Yeah, it's worked out well, actually. He flew up. He spent a couple of days at the Gold Coast with his kids. So He was out of ride of work this morning. She's going to wear winkers on Saturday, something we held back. Probably just kept up our sleeve to when we've trying to squeeze that extra little bit out of us. So she does race a little bit shy inside other horses, and that's hence the reason why I said earlier if she got out a little bit earlier, I think she would have won.
Yeah.
But hopefully, that might rectify that.
Okay. So that's good news with Artistry. What about the other two? Do they look like running? That's a good idea. And Pajaro?
Yeah, no, they're to run Pajaro. He's crying out for 1800 on Saturday.
Yeah.
Which, three runs at a mile now, and won the Scone Cup. He was a very unlucky second to Mighty Lucky. And he ran in another mile race 2 weeks ago. I can't remember the name of it. He ran about fifth, but it was just a run that he just wants further now. So he's really tried once he's been up the Gold Coast. He stayed up there and, he's there now. It's just a matter of just keeping him happy, so.
Yep, okay. Well, it sounds like they're really enjoying it. I'm surprised you let your old man up there, mate, given what you knew the forecast was pretty ordinary, did you?
Yeah, look, he's on the plane actually now. So he was worked and over and done with pretty early this morning and buggered me to see what I'm up to down here. So he's on the plane coming home.
Righto. Mate, just a quick one on tomorrow. I see Nick Lance is running there in 1100.
Yeah, look, he's obviously we'll monitor the track conditions tomorrow, yep. But he's also held a non for Saturday at Kembla, so it's a set weight maiden down there. They can't really do too much damage to him weight wise. So I think just where the better, firmer footing is going to be for him and determine where he takes his place.
Well, he's a nice colt. You want to look after him, don't you?
Yeah, look, he hasn't won a race yet, neither. So it's important that he wins. It doesn't matter where it is, and we can get him started. We can look forward to other things after that.
And how's Yuma Desert?
She's really good. She's absolutely thriving. She's always had a lot of potential. She's always been a very weak filly, and this time through, she's got that strength behind her, and she's unbeaten. She's broke 2 track records, so it's. She's not going backwards. She's working again solid this morning, and I anticipate another big run on Saturday.
Yeah, no, I look forward to seeing her. She's in red-hot form. Hey, Paul, good luck with the week ahead. Hope they all run well, particularly Artistry up there, mate.
Good, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Paul. Paul Snowden joining us there, talking about their runners for Eagle Farm on Saturday. Artistry there for Kieran McAvoy. Matt Smith with Palazzo Publico is online. Morning to you, Matt.
Morning, Andrew.
Mate, you wanted to gallop her this morning in Sydney before you made a decision. How did she go?
Yeah, no, she works super. She's in great shape.
Okay, so she'll definitely go back up?
Yeah, she will, definitely.
Okay, righto. What did you take out of the run in the June Stakes?
Oh, look, I thought it was a nice run. I mean, we didn't expect we could win that race. Obviously, the track conditions didn't really suit her and had a bad draw, but it was more about getting another run under a belt before we tackled the 1400 metre race. And even though we've been spacing the races, keeping it fresh in those shorter races, I just felt stepping up to 14, we should get another run under a belt a little bit closer.
Yep.
And so we'll see if that works out to be right or wrong. But, you know, she certainly came out of the race in really good shape and her work's since been good. And she's got to see now if she can run the trip.
Well, that's the question, Mark. The way that she's finishing off, you're thinking that she is?
Yeah, well, Michael was fairly confident about her. He said after he went on her in Brisbane, he said to me, you know, he wouldn't be afraid to step her up in distance. He said the way she hit the line that day, he said he didn't think there was any reason why she wouldn't run a bit further. So it's a bit of an unknown, really, with her. But you can't really base your, you know, your thinking around previous preparations. You've just got to base it on what you've got in front of you now. And,
yeah.
You know, to me, she gives the indication she may run it. So I think when you've got a mare like her in really good form and they're going well, it's the time to take a punt and give them a chance in a race like that.
I'm looking back at a form card. She did run once at 1400 in a benchmark 80 back in January of 2015, where she ran fourth and she got beaten 3.5. But as you say, totally different horse now.
Yeah, like it's really hard to base your thinking around that run because you don't really know what was going on with her into
yeah.
the race. And
yep.
I mean, I've seen that race and she pulled hard. She set outside the leader and pulled hard you know, she just didn't quite get to the line. But it was a good run, and sort of based on that run, you'd even think she should be able to run the distance. So,
yeah, yep.
You know, we'd probably tend to ride her that little bit quieter and see if she can, you know, attack the line.
Well, she certainly finished off in the bright shadow there. It's another step up into a Group 1, but you've got to have a crack, and I know Jerry would want to have a crack.
Yeah, I think you've got to have a go. You certainly don't get anything if you leave them in the box, and I just know mares really well, and when you get them in the zone, it's the time to take a punt.
Yeah,
so we'll
exactly.
have a chance, take our chance on Saturday.
And you've got Michael Carl back on, the jock yes. you mentioned there that was confident about the 1400.
Yes, we have. Michael's been booked the rider. Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, she's coping extremely well. If you trust your judgment, all's good. Just a quick word. You've got one in tomorrow at this stage, Ming, who's coming off that run all last time at Canberra. What about her tomorrow?
Yeah, she was disappointing at Canberra, but, gee, the track was very heavy.
Yeah.
Jeff said to me that day, Jeff Penzer said, if you can rate a track a heavy 12, he said, I'd be rating it a heavy 12 today down there. She does handle wet tracks, but she just didn't handle the track at all. So, look, her work's been super. You know, she's probably starting to look for a little bit further, but, look, I think on a wet track, I'm more than happy to try her again at the 1100 and back against mares, and, you know, she's going great.
And what about Zinzan Eddie lining up in that winter dash on the weekend first up?
For sure, yeah, and his work was super this morning. We all know he'll love the track conditions.
Yep.
And, you know, he's just really been a super horse for our stable, and he's back in great form, and I'm sure he'll run very well.
And you gave him that barrier trial between sort of the last run and this Saturday.
Yeah, we had a little setback with him after that run, his first up run back, and so we just backed off him a little bit, got him right. He trialled really good. You know, we're going to have a crack at the winner stakes 3 weeks after Saturday, which is a nice race for him. So this will be a nice lead up for him into that race.
Yep. As you say, you're going to get your right track conditions on Saturday there at Randwick. Good luck to you, Matt. I hope Thanks. It's a great, great week ahead. Hope she runs right up to what you expect.
Thanks, Andrew. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Matt. Matt Smith joining us out there. So Palacio Publico, Michael Carl takes the ride on the four-year-old mare on Saturday in the Tats Tiara. Lee Curtis is online now as we focus right in on the Sky Racing Tats Tiara. Morning to you, Lee.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. You've freshened her up since that last run where you've told me a couple of times off air that she just felt the track.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, she jarred up. She was like, she had some, you know, swelling and a little bit of pain in the joints. Not much, but enough to make her not go. I mean, the track was quite hard.
Yep.
And she's just at a stage now where she's a little bit of wear and tear there. And, you know, she's probably looking for tracks with just a little bit of give in them.
Yep.
And that track had none. And therefore, you know, she had come home, had some treatment. And then just went out the paddock for a week, and she's great now. She really responded well, actually.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I mean, I know the track, the forecast is that it will improve, but, I mean, it's soft seven now. It's going to have some sting out of it by Saturday, isn't you'd fail.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, someone tried to tell me yesterday they might even water it on Thursday, but I think that would be unlikely. But anyway, but no, it's gonna come back to like a 5 or 4 even or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's gonna be perfect for her. For that
yeah,
one.
The main thing is that she'll appreciate that, because prior to that Glen Logan run, I mean, her runs in the Dark Jewel, the Hawkesbury Crown, had showed what you probably saw in her as a 2-year-old.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, she's always been a mare that we've just had a big rap on, but although she's won a fair whack of prize money, she's never really gone on to what you'd like to. And we put the blinkers on her before those two runs, and we thought, oh, well, you know, she's raced really well in both of them. And I thought it was a bit of a turning point. So, yeah, obviously, it was a disappointing last start, but, you know, we definitely found a reason why. So, you know, I think if you forget about last start, you can probably find her somewhere, you know.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because I mean, Danish Twist is in red hot form, as we know. But your mare wasn't far behind her out there at Scone.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And you can make a case that we're on the worst part of the track, perhaps. But nevertheless, you know, she worked on Saturday, and this morning was really, really good. She's in a great frame of mind. She's the weight I like her to be, and. You know, I'm out there with some sort of confidence that she'll run
yeah.
well.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I mean, you've got to have a crack at these big Group 1 races, particularly when they're up and going and you're going to get the right track environments. That's the main thing.
Exactly. I mean, you know, she's a mare. I mean, you know, she's had 30 starts or something. I mean, you don't know how much is ahead of her, so... be nice to, you know, even run a place in something like that would be good
yep,
for her.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm now just trying to stretch the memory bank here. What was the name of Duff's 2-year-old?
Heyman.
Heyman, that's it, Heyman.
He actually had a jump out this morning. And,
okay.
He's trialling next week. He's a bit more mature now. He had a spell, and I think you'll find he'll be all right. That's awesome.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going off memory now in front of him. I'm trying to get it up on the computer. There it is. Did it have 2 runs back in the autumn?
No, I just had one.
Just the one. Okay.
Yeah, he had a really good trial. He looked really good, and then he had the run. He got a bit lost. He was just a bit immature in the brain department. So he's a really, really nice horse, and we think he's capable of doing some good stuff.
And when I say Ron Duffersey, I mean, I know he only owns a small share, but there's lots of other owners there. There's lots of other owners there.
Yeah, he retained the share, you know, and that was good. You know,
yeah, so, exactly. Yep.
It's good.
All right. Well, good luck, mate. I hope she runs really well. Press report on Saturday. Ryan Wiggins keeps the ride. Hope she runs well, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks a lot, Lee. Lee Curtis joining us there, the trainer of Press Report. By the way, one horse that I expected to be in the entries for the Tats Tiara and isn't was Vergara for Gerald Ryan. Now, they thought yesterday that they'd place the entry into the system, but they've been told by Racing Queensland, or Riser, who look after all nominations, that the entry didn't go through. Gerald told me this morning that they tried to get her in, but there was no proof that they in fact did it. So Vergara is not there in the Tats Tiara, which is disappointing for Connections. It just appears the way it's gone. As I said earlier, Gay Waterhouse will run Echo Girl. They're on the backup. Tegan Harrison's going to take the ride, and Blueberry Hill, who beat Echo Girl there on Saturday, is also backing up in the race. So as Bernadette Cooper joins us, Bernie, we've had a chat with Kieran Maher this morning, the trainer of Escadalia, and you would have spotted her this morning. She seemed pretty happy and positive.
Yeah, she does. She's a pretty cruisy sort of a mare, and she galloped with emphatically, and the work looked really sharp. And as you say, you've talked with Kieran, so he's really happy with where she's at. And I think just of the opinion, she was just on the wrong part of the track there on Shadrack Day.
Yeah, she just didn't let down. And look, in fairness to him, that was probably right, that by the stage we got there midway through, the tractors turned and you needed to get it well off.
You did, and not everybody's obviously going to be able to get to those positions with big fields and the new track. So, yeah, I think it's, you know, obviously this week sports are a whole different kettle of fish altogether. We've got brilliant weather here. We had a lot of rain, as you know, on the weekend. On Sunday evening, it just poured here about 100 mils. So, but beautiful weather and a real breezy day today and tomorrow, I think. They said a possible chance of a shower on Friday, but I think it's probably more on the unlikely side than the side of showers. But I did talk to Sean Bridges this morning. He doesn't think they'll be putting any more water on it. We don't want to go there, but anyway.
No, well, they did in going into the Stratty, and look, who knows whether it had an impact or not. But off your forecast, and I'm looking forward to being there on Saturday, Bernie. It'll be a great day to be there. Yeah, so... let's hope that track continues to improve. Outside Ascadelia from Attach Tiara, who else did you spot?
We saw Beatniks, who will be a bit of a roughie in the race, but she's still going well enough to be a good first four contender. And Steve O'Day's really happy with how she's going. She sort of didn't have much luck getting out the other day at all, and she was probably stuck on the inside for a lot of that race in the worst part of the going. We talked to Liam Birchley about Blueberry Hill. Obviously, she didn't come out this morning. Because she raced on Saturday. But I'm pretty sure I saw Echo Girl gallop. I didn't get a chance to catch up with Raj Singh, but I'm sure it was her. So,
okay.
Yeah, maybe she just needed another little pipe opener there. We talked to Kelly Sweeter about Miss Cover Girl. Obviously, she was 3 weeks into that last run and she loomed like the winner and just couldn't quite get the job done, but she's back to mare's grade. And, yeah, she ticks a lot of boxes, especially with the track with a little bit of giving it still. She should be cherry ripe for this weekend. And we spoke with Catherine Coleman, who works for Robert Smurden, because she gallops My Poppette out there. Obviously, My Poppette would need to improve a bit on her last run, but just the same, she had a stretch out on the course proper. And Sultry Feeling was the other one out of that race that we saw have a nice little sprint along on the course proper.
We'll try and get Adrian Bott. I know Gay's away, but we'll try and get Adrian Bott up the, I'm going to say racing manager for a better term, Adrian, from Waterhouse Stable, and just see whether we can get any news on whether she did in fact gallop Echo Gal. But
I presumed it was just because the only horses that were allowed out there were group these three races, the Tiara, the Tattersall's Cup, and the Healy.
Yeah.
I don't think I can see her with another one
in
those other races. And
It
did look like her, but just anyway, she was having a stretch out, if it was her.
Well, we'll try and find out. We'll see whether Adrian answers our call. What other horses were out there?
Yeah, well, we didn't see too many from the Tats Cup, actually. I think the only one we might have seen there was Brave Ali, who actually galloped with sprinting type three-year-old called Most Important, also from Tony's stable. But he actually looked to work really, really well, Brave Ali. I know he's getting a bit long in the tooth now, but he looked great there this morning. He had dapples on dapples, and he is a horse that relishes Eagle Farm and relishes a wet track. So we saw him have a little stretch out. Actually, we did see Feltra and Diamond Teen from the Brian Smith stable as well there. They had a nice long workout around the course proper. Diamond Teen must be new to Brian's stable, I think. I don't think we saw any others from that race. And then we saw Into the Red. Patricia Gisler gave him a nice stretch out there from the Kelso Woods stable. He resumed with a good win. Saludo, who was scratched from Saturday, is in the Healy this weekend. So we saw him. His work looked very sharp, actually. And he doesn't generally like a wet track. It still had plenty of give in it, but it wasn't too bad this morning.
Hang on, Bernie. Just hold on. You can have a listen to this. Adrian Bott's joining us from the Gay Waterhouse Stable. Adrian, thanks for taking our call on short notice, mate.
That's right, Andrew.
Look, Bernie was at track work this morning at Eagle Farm and thought she spotted one of Gay's, and we just wondered whether it was Echo Gal that had a workout this morning on the course proper.
Yeah, look, we had two fillies up there work along this morning. Echo Gal, she's running on Saturday in the Tats, as you know. Tegan partnered her, and we also had a two-year-old filly work this morning called Irish Sea. Tegan also partnered her this morning, so both going around on Saturday.
Righto. Well, we know how Gay likes to get them really fit, and that's certainly the case with Echo Gal, given that she ran Saturday, Adrian.
Yeah, she's backing up again. Unfortunately, the week when the race has got called off, the sort of program sort of got pulled out a little. I think she ran very well on the weekend. Her form in the soft isn't the best. She probably left her out on her feet a little bit there late in the race. But look, she seems to have come through that in good order, and you know, at this stage, we're planning to press on towards Saturday.
Yeah, well, I'm going to say improved, but I say that in the nicest way. Like, she's always honest, isn't she?
She certainly is, and I guess she is well-placed, you know, back in Phillies and Mares grade, and we saw that on Saturday. So, look, it still is, I guess, she has to improve again to, you know, warrant taking her place on Saturday. Mm. But she's, you know, going back through her form. If she can run up to her best, she's, you know, going back there when she's run against the likes of Catkins. There's certainly been some very credible runs in her past.
And the young filly Irish Sea for the Coolmore Boys and James Bester and everyone there, she's done well up there?
She certainly has. She's thriving up there at the moment. Got a very honest performance there last start. She probably just did a little bit too much within herself there in the lead. And probably left her a little bit vulnerable late. So we've opted to take the blinkers off for Saturday, stepping up to the 1400. That should sort of help her see out the trip. But she's doing well from all reports from Tegan this morning. It was good, strong work. So we expect her to be you know, very, very competitive Saturday. Important race for her. She's a beautifully bred filly, so it'd be great to get a result for the Coolmore team.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Adrian, thanks for taking our call on short notice. Bernie thought she was going cross-eyed. She said, "I didn't know whether it was gaze or not," and we thought, "Oh, well, we'll give you a try."
No, all good.
Good on you, Adrian. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Andrew. Bye.
Adrian Bott there from the Gay Waterhouse stable. See you, Bernie. See you. You don't need glasses.
No. I thought, no, I must be imagining it. But there you go. It was her. I suppose if you get the opportunity to use the course proper, why not?
Yeah, exactly. Anything else just finally?
No, I don't think so.
We've done the what?
Yeah, I think we've just about covered the important ones there anyway.
Okay. You take it easy. I look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Will do. Thanks, Andrew. See you.
John, thanks, Bernie. Bernadette Cooper there. And we thank Bernie right through the Queensland Winter Carnival for her Tuesday morning reports. Brett Kavanagh, who finds himself training at Toowoomba at the moment. Good morning, Brett.
Good day, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. tell us a little bit about the evolving Brett Kavanagh story. As I say, you're not at Albury. You've still got your base at Albury, but at the moment you're training out of Toowoomba.
Yeah, Andrew, it's really, really wet down south. And in years gone by, we would spell a lot of horses through the winter and then focus on Albury racing September right through to March. And, you know, that's probably where it was always good for us for 20 to 30 winners. Well, our track's getting a revamp. We won't be racing for that period of time. So I had to make a decision with a bunch of two-year-olds what to do. And we've got 9 two-year-olds and 6 or 7 older horses. So we picked Toowoomba as a base. To bring our horses up and educate them here. I've probably followed a little bit of something like Alan Cardy's been doing for years, you know, like they bring horses up, winter them here, and then they go home and furnish into nice three-year-olds.
Yep.
So we've been here before and done it. You know, you just got to keep the dollars rolling in for your owners, wet tracks and races getting called off and, you know, not being able to get stuck into horses and find out their level of ability. It was just a good option to get up here and get them trialled up and give them a run and maybe, you know, go home in the spring and furnish them out and have some nice three-year-olds for the juicy New South Wales prize money that's about to happen.
Yeah, July 1, a big boost there. So how many have you got at Toowoomba?
16 at the moment. Look, we're pre-training at home. A lot of horses are there. There's 3 or 4 wet trackers at home that'll keep racing and a couple more that are pre-training there will race at home. The dry trackers will probably come this way. Andrew, the city boys follow the carnival with their big horses and, you know, I'm a country trainer, I've got to stick to the country. So we come to Toowoomba, you know, it's an hour and a half to Brisbane and it's the same to the Gold Coast and we can get to Dolby and all those little meetings and Toowoomba is 48 meetings a year. So
yep.
It just makes sense to be here, a lot of racing.
Yeah, understand. So how does it play out? Because I've heard suggestions of you're keen to set up a base at Scone in the future?
Scone will be home, Andrew, for Lauren and I. You know, we've indicated that we want to move there and train there. And there's a group in the Hunter, which is steered by Bill Rose. They're in the process of getting plans and stables and whatever, getting organised. But look, that's going to take 6 months, I would assume. So if there's stables at Scone tomorrow, I'd be operating out of there. But at this point in time, there's no vacant stables there, so we have to wait until they're built.
Okay. So what happens to Albury then, in long term? Let's just say you set up at Scone. What will you do with Albury?
Albury, there might be a transition there. Steph Alexander, one of my foremen, she's going for a trainer's license.
Yep.
She's pretty well received by all our owners there, and we train for a lot of the community guys, and I'm sure they won't want their horses in Scone. They'll want them trained in Albury.
Yep.
And I'm tipping Steph will be a walk-up start, you know, whether we leave our stables and stuff in order, and she just jumps in and starts training. And Lauren and I have got a lot of young horses there. We've been breeding by Fast and Famous, and now we've got Dewforce. So our start and that, everything will be just operational, and Scone will be just a whole brand-new project, okay. You know, and the rest of the assets will just stay in Albury.
And I know in the 16, I think you said there at Toowoomba, you've also taken Jerry Noske up there?
Yeah, Jerry was a leading apprentice. The Outrator claimed she's 21-year-old, and Danny Morton rang and said, look, you know, Jerry wants to go for a bit of a look around. And I said, well, we're going to Queensland, so she come with us. And her work ethic's brilliant. She had a couple of rides here for a Saturday night, and they run second. So, yeah, it's a bit of a... It's within Andrew. It's the very close to the close. The boss is here. I got one of my foremen here and Jerry, and we're setting up. So we picked up, you know, three or four horses here to train, which are getting delivered this morning. So we've been pretty well received in Toowoomba.
Yeah, that's good. All right, so the basis of it is that you're going to be training out of Toowoomba. You said, I think, 16 that you've got there at the moment. You're working on Scone. That could take 6 months, in your words?
Yep, 100%.
So but long term, you will be based at Scone.
Yeah, 100%. I'll be a Scone trainer. And, you know, my next move, career move, will be Scone. That's where I want to be. That's where the genetics and the horses are, so it just makes sense to be there. You know, we've won four of those New South Wales Country Premierships, and we're pretty much batting off the back wall at all. But you got to, you know, you just got to keep going north. Whereas at Scone, I've got a 5-year plan, but I just don't want to get a bit of foot in the mouth just yet, Andrew. So I'll keep that one.
Yeah, no, I understand. Well. It's exciting given what could happen with Scone for you, but in the meantime, mate, we wish you the best at Toowoomba. We'll follow the mayor on a Saturday night. Watch out for B. Kavanagh because they'll be out there, and Jerry Noske. It's good to I'd say it'd be good just to have a jockey there that you know.
Yeah, and you know, Jerry will give us 100%. She's a good girl. You know, she outrode a claim in metropolitan Western Australia, so she's obviously got genuine talent, and she's a good work rider, a good girl, good jockey. I would have liked to put John Kissick up here with me. He indicated that he wanted to come, but I think he's red hot for a SDRA title, and he's riding lots of winners there. But you know, he could turn up here at some stage. Who knows?
And one final one, from an Albury point of view, I mean, that's where you made, it's placed you where you are now. It will be disappointing, I guess, if you do leave Albury altogether, but they have got an exciting future themselves down there now that we know that they've got that track renovation that will begin in August.
Yeah, you know, they're getting a lot of money spent there on irrigation and drainage, so it's been a really good track to me, and it'll only be upgraded to a super track. They have a magnificent carnival, you know, and the track it needs a bit of a makeover. And Racing New South Wales are spending the money. Johnny Miller and the boys down there, they've been good to me for so long, you know. And look, while ever I got stables there and Steph's there, we'll probably still race horses there, you know. But I won't be getting out of there overnight. We'll be hanging around Albury for a while.
No, I didn't think they would be, but it'll be a process. Hey, Brett, good luck, mate. I hope Toowoomba in the short term brings you plenty of winners and success, and we'll watch for the developments on Scone.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks a lot, Brett. Brett Kavanagh joining us there from Toowoomba. So watch for his runners. Toowoomba there, mainly on a Sunday in the twilight time. Looking forward to that. Tomorrow we've got racing at Canterbury. That track this morning is a heavy 8. They've had no rain in the last 24 hours. Let's hope it slowly improves, but a heavy 8, penetrometer 5.8, and the rails at 6 metres. The only early is race 6, number 2, Sweet Serendipity. Race 6, number 2. So that's the situation there for... Canterbury tomorrow. Of course, we'll have our 9:30 preview tomorrow with Paul Joyce and Ray Thomas, and we'll get stuck straight into it there between 9:30 and 10:00.